I don't know about you, but there is something about worship in this place and in this time, and especially on a Sunday like this, being Logo Sunday, that is in so many ways a balm for the soul. I hope that proves to be true to you each and every Sunday, but in particular as we gather for worship this Sunday and are led in worship by our children and our youth. And I think it's very possible, considering what just happened, that the Trinity Choir might be using kazoos more often in the future. We'll see what happens. Tuesday night, I went to bed a little bit early. It was around 11 o'clock or so. I don't know if you were paying attention what was happening Tuesday night or not. At that point, the election had not been called yet, but I had to go to bed because I had to get up early on Wednesday morning because I had gotten conned into agreeing to chaperone the outdoor education field trip for my sixth grade daughter and her sixth grade classmates from Oakland Mills Middle School and from Lake Elkhorn Middle School. So we left early in the hours of Wednesday morning to head up to North Bay Adventure Camp, which is just at the tip of the Chesapeake Bay. Those of you who were with us on the church retreat last year might remember North Bay. That's where we had our church retreat. So we went there and spent the next 2 days or so, from Wednesday morning until Friday early afternoon, with 100 or so. Where's Tiffany? How many do we have? About 100 or so? 300. Okay, so I was 300. It was 1,000 kids that were there that week. There are 300 some odd sixth graders that were gathered together from the two middle schools, just sixth graders for the week, as well as teachers, administration, as well as parent chaperones. And we had a wonderful couple of days. It really was. It was rainy and nasty on Wednesday. Somewhat apropos for the day for some, but that didn't stop us from doing the things that we were doing there, and then the weather turned into some very beautiful weather on Thursday and Friday. Lots of activities for the kids to do, a lot of learning to be done, learning about ecosystems and nature and all kinds of other things, getting to do fun things like riding a zip line and dancing and all those sorts of things. I have known this before, but I was reminded at every turn of our time together for those 2 days how loud kids can be. It was remarkable. 300 sixth graders can be incredibly loud, especially when at times they are encouraged to be. So in some of the things that we were in, they were told to scream. And let me tell you, you don't need to tell them to scream, but when you do, they do. And it's kind of hard to hear. It's one of those signs that you're getting older. I sat in on the, I guess it was the Thursday night activity in the evening, and I kid you not, I never thought I would be this person, but I actually put my fingers in my ears. It hurt that much to hear that much noise. But the noise was not just noise. What it was joy at almost every turn as we gathered together for those couple of days. It was wonderful. And it was joy for so many different reasons. It was joy in learning, in a very different kind of way and in a different kind of environment. It was joy in spending time with friends and getting to know new friends. It was joy in spending time with some really cool adults, young adults in particular, who were their educators and counselors who they got to know. It was joy in hearing a song come on during lunch or during dinner over the PA system and seeing half of their classmates jump up and start dancing. You haven't lived until you've seen a bunch of sixth graders whip a nay-nay in the middle of lunch. If you don't know what that is, don't Google it. Just ask somebody. They'll tell you what whipping a nay-nay is. Or any other kind of song that came on. It was joy in the evenings and the gatherings that we got together for that they call North Bay Live, which is a time where they really kind of drive home the lessons that are, that they take the outdoor lessons, the lessons about nature and about the ecosystem, and they translate those into lessons about life and about what it means to live as a sixth grader and make choices about life as you're growing up and maturing. And so they really drive that home at this evening time on Wednesday and Thursday evening. But there was great joy because one of the things they do is they put up a slideshow, really it's kind of a video, a mixed video of themselves for the last few days. And nobody loves to see themselves on the screen more than sixth graders. So as soon as their face would pop up, they'd cheer, or if it was their friend, especially if their friend was doing something silly in the midst of that time. I had the great privilege, Tiffany was there as well, of being surrounded by these sixth graders who were just caught up in the joy of 2 days away from home, in the midst of a beautiful setting, learning all kinds of new things, doing all kinds of exciting things. And I got to tell you, I felt a little bit guilty about it because it meant that I got to step away from all of the things that happened kind of here and around the country in the last couple of days or the 2 days following the election, because not only were we busy all day and didn't have much time to be checking on other things, we were also out in the middle of nowhere, so our reception wasn't all that great. So what you were many of you were mired in for a few days, we got to kind of delay for a little bit. But it was such a wonderful treat for that to be the case, because it reminded me of what I want to take some time to remind you about today, which is that as people of faith, as Christians, and this is the reminder that comes to us first and foremost today from our children and from our youth, simply in who they are and how they act, but in their words as they sing to us today. Maybe you've started to catch on to a little bit of a theme that was running through. But as Christians, as people of faith, we are called to make a joyful noise unto the Lord at all times. This is what's so important about the time that we gather together on Sunday mornings in this place, in this sacred space with one another, and on Wednesday evenings as those of us who come together for Logos get together, or at other times when we get together in smaller groups with one another to study Scripture or to be together in fellowship. We can and need to remind one another of the importance of making a joyful noise unto the Lord, regardless of what is going on in and around us. Now, I say that in no way to trivialize the way that many, many people in our country and around the world, for that matter, are feeling in these days and will continue to feel as the next few days and weeks and months play out. We all have the right to feel how we feel about what transpired on Tuesday night, what led up to that, what will happen throughout the course of the next few weeks and months. We have the right to feel that way, and we also have the right to be heard about our feelings along those lines. And for many of us, that means feelings of anger and feelings of despair and feelings of sadness and confusion. It's important for us to remember that it's okay to feel that way, and it's okay for others to feel that way, and in many ways to express those feelings as well. But as people of faith, I think it's important to continually come back to our touchstone that we find in Scripture, from the Psalm 100 that you heard just read this morning, to many other psalms which echo the same sentiment, to the words of Jesus himself, where he says, "I want my joy to be in you, and that then to make your joy complete." That we need to come back and touch onto that place where we make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It is so good to be reminded by the smiling faces of our children and youth this day of how important it is, regardless of what happened on Tuesday or what happens tomorrow, that we are called to and we can make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Because that joy does not come from us. That joy is not manufactured by us. I'm not talking about mere optimism or happiness. I'm talking about the joy that comes only as a gift of grace from our God, that comes to us as a gift of grace from Jesus Christ. It is the kind of joy that the psalmist talks about in Psalm 30, where the psalmist writes, you have to be able to quote it, right? that the difficulty may last for the night, but the joy comes with the morning. Here we are in the morning, and here we are gathered with one another in this place and being reminded in particular in song by the youngest among us that we can and need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And so, though the night may be dark, the joy comes with the morning. It comes in this morning when we gather in this place to worship God, to unite our voices and our hearts and our lives, regardless of how we feel about what happened on Tuesday or what will take place in the weeks ahead. We gather together in this sacred space because it's God's joy. It's the joy that God gives to us as a gift of grace that allows us to make that joyful noise. God gives us the joy in our hearts to then express back to God in gratitude for all that God has done for us and continues to do for us out of God's love for us. And so I encourage you, each and every one of you, to be okay sitting with how it is that you're feeling about what took place on Tuesday and what will transpire in the next weeks and months ahead. I encourage you, as you feel that, to also then begin to think about how it is you can turn that into positive action. But in this moment, as we gather for this worship service, I encourage you to touch deeper than all of that, to dig deep into the depths of your own soul and your own being, to find the joy that was planted there by the one who created you, the one who sustains you, the one who saves you. And that is the one and only God of the universe who we know through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That joy is there because God has put it there. And the very best thing that we can do with that joy, beyond even sharing it with one another, is to turn it into a joyful noise unto the Lord. This is our opportunity in this moment, in this time together, as individuals and as a body, to take that joy that has been put deep inside of us and to turn it into a joyful noise unto the Lord. Our children, our youth, are with us today to lead us in that, to show us what it means to make a joyful noise unto the Lord in this time. There is absolutely work to be done. There is healing to be done. There is justice to be seen. There is all kinds of things that we will be needing to do together and for one another in the days and weeks and months that lie ahead. At each turn, I encourage you in those moments, especially when the night seems the darkest, to remember that the joy comes with the morning because the joy is there. So reach down deep and find that joy wherever you need to find it, from whomever you need to find it, and lift it up in a joyful noise of worship unto the Lord this day and every day that follows. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.